Absolutely. So, is there anyone at home there, listening now, that ever thought they could do a better job than NASA? Well, Peter Homer from Maine in the US has just done that and scooped a $200,000 prize for his efforts. He's actually designed a glove, an astronaut spacesuit glove, that's outperformed NASA's spacesuit glove in a competition, and he's won this $200,000 prize.
How did you work out that it's outperformed it? What does that mean?
Well, the way they did it was this glove had to go through a certain number of tests. The first was a pressure test, where it was basically pumped up to a high pressure inside and see basically when it bursts, when it starts to leak. And this new glove actually performed better than NASA's glove. It could withstand a higher pressure. It also had a comfort test, so basically it was people trying it on, manipulating things with it under astronaut-type conditions to see how comfortable it was, how many blisters you got, and all that kind of thing. Because actually the gloves that they get at the moment, the astronauts, are actually really not that comfortable. They've got to be really chunky and insulated to keep their fingers warm. And they've got to really withstand, you know, high durability so they don't get damaged and leak all the air out.
So how did he come up with this design? And is he a professional astronaut wear fashion designer then? Or is he just a sort of amateur?
I'm afraid I'm not quite sure of his background. But basically, he's done it with ordinary things you'd not quite find about around the home, but things you can basically buy from the store almost. He used surgeon medical gloves for the inner sleeve of the glove. And he actually used some material that he bought off eBay, some fabric that he used for strengthening and insulation. And then he hand-stitched the whole thing together himself. So, you know, a really tough glove. And he's come up with this, you know, this glove won the prize. However, if there's anyone at home that thinks that they can do better for other things, this is not the only competition that NASA run. There's actually another one next week, if you want to get your entries in quick.
On a weekly basis, do they? Like,
not quite on a weekly basis.
Is the astronaut's helmet this time, is it? Like, they're going to get the whole new astronaut by the time they finish.
Well, actually, the next one is to design a digger for use on the moon, for when the future moon bases come online, so for Earth moving on the moon. So get your entries in right quick.
So JCB going to tender an entry to that then, do you think?
I'm not sure. I think there might be something smaller scale than JCB.
The Naked Scientists podcast, powered by UK Fast, the UK's best hosting provider, on the web at ukfast.net.